Friday, the 11th of December 2015. Here today with James Alexander, Ken Hume and Kit Myrie, discussing whether you should buy more, sell out or hold your buy-to-let portfolio. Kit, I know we talked about this earlier and we were saying about a lot of new rules that have come in this year. Landlords are feeling quite punished.
Yes.
You've got a list there of some of the things that have come in, haven't you?
Yes, some would argue, it's quite punitive legislation that's come in. First off, we had landlord licensing. That came into Croydon. That is obviously Croydon specific, nonetheless, obviously applies to landlords. Secondly, we have the increased tax liabilities, which is not allowing landlords to claim tax back against their mortgage repayments. Lastly, and another video we've done on this, but is a stamp duty, also known as SDLT2, which is obviously payable by buy-to-let landlords, and it results in stamp duty increasing by an additional 3%.
And that starts in April next year?
Yes.
And that's the subject of another video where we're going to be talking about house price predictions
yes.
in the coming year, where
yes.
we can talk a little bit more about that. But the facts are that if you're a buy-to-let landlord and you're thinking of investing, then you need to get in by the end of March, otherwise you're paying an extra 3% in duty, which
indeed.
Is very punitive indeed. And and I do think it's the government's constant attack on landlords. You know, it really is unprecedented and unfair. And it's all about the public perception. And the reason for that is that people think of landlords as greedy because they're charging high rents. But the reality is, for many, new landlords especially, have decided, you know, it takes quite a lot of guts to go out there and think, I'm going to risk my family's money on this buy-to-let investment. And then having done so, paying a huge amount for the asset in the first place, of course, then one has to charge the rent that allows the mortgage to be repaid, plus the service charges and any other expenses. So I think sometimes it can be quite unfair how landlords are perceived as greedy when in fact they're just looking to pay the bills. That's my view anyway. But in terms of where we go from here, whether to buy more, sell or hold out, this is an interesting thing. Well, if you sell, we've got some facts around that for you. Capital gains tax. I know you've got some numbers around this, Kit.
Yes, so at the higher rate of 28% of capital gains tax, we just did kind of a vague number example, but if your property had increased by 200,000, the capital gains tax you'd be paying would be 56,000.
Wow, there's a lot of money, isn't it?
Yeah.
And that's just on assuming you've made a gain on one property. If you've got several, obviously it multiplies up and can be horrific.
Yes.
And this is money that you could be taking away from your family. Let me quantify that. If you were to do the same thing, and instead of selling out, refinance, you could actually release the value of those properties up to 75% quite easily through a refinance, and then hold and decide to rent out for the rest of your natural life. And God forbid, when you go, as we all have to sooner or later, the capital gains tax liability would be quashed, because on death there can be no capital gain for you. Your family or your chosen beneficiaries, who then inherit, would actually not pay any of that tax. What they would pay is inheritance tax. But if you were a married couple, for instance, there is an allowance of £325,000 per person currently. We can expect that to go up in the future, of course, I would hope. And that would give you a joint exemption of £650,000. So therefore, you could potentially pass these things on to your family without any increase in tax at all.
So would you say that would be your main argument in terms of holding on the property when it comes to the question of buy more, sell or hold?
Yes, I think that would be my main argument, number one, because why pay a tax bill that you don't have
yeah.
to? Because we're talking about a huge amount of money. And also, you know, sometimes when everyone's running one way, the right way to go is exactly the opposite. What I'm suggesting here is that I don't think the government really thought this through. Over 50% of the sector now are private landlords. And of those private landlords, the vast majority, over 80%, own one property. Now, if we put those two things together and then we start to attack landlords in the way we have, then there's going to be a flight from the market. That's going to leave a gap. We're not building enough houses already. There's already a crisis in rental. The government's idea behind this is that first-time buyers will take up the slack, which is fantastic. We all want first-time buyers to get involved and get in the market. But it also causes a problem for the rental market. That's another void that's not filled. And given that we already can't provide housing for the people coming in, especially to our area in London, this causes a bigger problem. Who is going to fill that void then? Because the thing that's very apparent to me is big companies are not liable for any of these new consequences. The interest payments won't be applicable to companies. the SDL2 will not be payable by companies.
Yeah.
And so therefore, it leads me to believe that the government's view is that they want the larger landlord to be involved. Now, I have a question for you, Kit. If you're a company, who do you answer to?
Shareholders.
Exactly. And those shareholders, what are they interested in?
Profit.
Do you think the average landlord is just interested in profit?
No, not at all. I mean,
they're really not.
We see it all the time. And we have a lot of landlords who I would say are not massive landlords, only got one or two properties.
Yeah.
And as you've mentioned previously, when it comes to the winter time or if anything goes wrong in the property, some of our landlords are genuinely concerned for their tenants.
And they're very kind. And often the rate that they're charging is below the market rate.
Yes.
And they're happy to do that because they've got tenants that they feel are looking after it. If you bring a company in, the company don't care about that.
Yeah.
They're not interested. That's all. What they're interested in is the business, the profits.
Yeah.
That's what matters to them. And I think that for that reason, you'll see rents rocket because we're going to have supply reducing. Yes, companies will take up some of this slack, not all of it. And that's without the lack of house building on top of that. There's going to be a massive shortfall, and this is going to lead to increases in rent. So I think that as a buy-to-let landlord myself and as advice to our landlords, I think that there is a good argument for holding what you have or indeed increasing stock because there is no answer to the supply problem, and this will lead to increased rents, whichever way you look at it. And I believe that will more than take up the slack of any liabilities you have for tax for the vast majority of buy-to-let landlords.